A refugee resettlement agency in Seattle is suing the Trump administration over new restrictions on who can come to the U.S. The lawsuit seeks a nationwide block against the government's so-called refugee ban, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
One person represented in the lawsuit is an Iraqi refugee in the Seattle area. Court documents show he fled his country due to persecution and death threats. Once in the U.S., he got a visa approved to bring his teenage son here from Iraq, but shifts in federal policy have prevented his son's travel. Now this trip is on hold indefinitely. Rabbi Will Berkovitz is with Jewish Family Service of Seattle. It's one of the refugee agencies that's filed a legal challenge against the president's recent policy change.
The agenda that's really thinly veiled here is the dismantlement of the refugee resettlement program as a whole, not for now, but forever.
In October, President Trump issued an executive order that suspends resettlement of a refugee's spouse or children who are still overseas. That would affect about 2,500 family members every year. Trump's order also halts refugee resettlement from 11 mostly Muslim countries for at least a three-month period. The lawsuit claims the order is unconstitutional, discriminates against Muslims, and gives preference to Christian refugees. Administration officials declined to comment on pending litigation, but policy memos state stricter refugee vetting is needed to keep the country safe. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.